Okay, thank you for the physical activity section for picking up an abstract from another country. So I'm going to bring a little bit of the flavor from Latin America, from a unique program that we have in Bogota, but it has been scaling up in many other countries in Latin America and recently in San Diego. So the title of this presentation is the Recreoía program, which is this program that you see in these pictures, as a promising environmental and policy intervention in Latin America to promote physical activity. And I want to acknowledge my students and my colleagues. So I have no relations to disclose. And I will start just to giving you a little bit of background of what is physical activity in Colombia, because you may not be that familiar. Then I will go over what this Recreoía program is, and then the main part of the presentation will be the evaluation of this program through a natural experiment, and I will finish with some conclusions and policy implications. So these are the prevalences of physical activity in Colombia among adults. If you look at leisure time here, it's very similar, 19% to what you see in the US. In terms of transportation, we have a higher prevalence than what it's reported in the US. But overall, what we see is that women are less likely to meet physical activity recommendations, mainly during leisure time. And most of the programs at the Ministry of Sports in Colombia are targeted to promoting leisure time. So in this context, and at the local level in the city of Bogota, we have this program of Recreoía, which are basically physical activity classes in public spaces. These mainly are parks, but you can see those classes also in malls and little plazas, but most of the time the activities are in parks. So you see here training structures, and you see a variety of individuals doing physical activity in those parks. So this program was inaugurated in the year 1995. It's part of a complementary program of what the Ciclovía of Bogotá is. For those who are not familiar with the Ciclovía, this is a program in which we close the streets. We close about 70 miles of main streets in the city of Bogotá every Sunday and holidays. And since we have a lot of holidays, we have about 74 days in which we close the streets. And then in 1995, as a way to complement this program and make it more targeted for the population of women, this Recreoía program of free physical activity classes was inaugurated. And here currently we have 41 sites. These are the stars and the triangles and the different dots that you see along the circuit. Different from the Ciclovía, this program has classes through all the week, 6 classes per week, every day except Saturdays. These are 2 to 7 hours per day by trained instructors. The district has a school of instructors dedicated to standardize several classes and prevent some injuries. And the estimates for the city of Bogota is that we have about 900 regular participants per year. The funding is totally done by the district, by the Sports Institute of the city of Bogota. So here you have another picture in which you see a small park, this is a neighborhood park, with the Recreoía program and without the Recreoía program. And I just want you to know that you see children, adults, adolescents, older adults, all ages of individuals, mainly women, doing these activities. So just to give you also an idea of the activities, in the morning we have yoga and stretching, then we have some aerobics, and then at the end, more or less at 11 a.m., we usually have the most popular class, which is what we love to do in Latin America, which is merengue, salsa, or bachata right now, reggaeton, all the rhythms that we love in the region of Latin America. So in the year 2013, the district decided to have 3 more parks with this program, which provided a unique opportunity to develop a natural experiment. And we took that opportunity with the district to evaluate the program in these 3 parks through a natural experiment that we call Al Ritmo de las Comunidades, which is the community rhythm, something like that in English. And the objective of this evaluation was to assess the effectiveness
of the Recreo Guía program through a natural experiment. So we have these three parks, new parks with the program that we evaluated in baseline before the program was in place, then more or less six to eight months later, and 1 year after the inauguration. We also selected randomly from the roster of parks of the city three control parks previously matched by SES, area of the park, and also several characteristics of the park. Mainly was related with the characteristics of physical activity within each park. And we also evaluated in these 3 points. And we also included 3 parks that were existing parks with the programs that have been in place for at least 12 years. One park that is not considered that successful based on participants, another park that is considered successful, and the first park that was inaugurated in 1995. So we have these 3 groups. In terms of the sampling, we have both individual level measurements and park level measurements. At the individual level, we selected about 167 adults per park, and we selected those individuals from those parks that you see over there in the map from potential users of the program in the intervening park, which will be park users, community groups such as older adults, church participants, parents, but we also have a sample of individuals in a buffer of 500 meters around the park to have a more diversity of the population that could participate in this program, and the same was done for the control group. So at the individual level, we have questionnaires with sociodemographic characteristics. We use the IPAC, the long IPAC, but only the component of leisure time and transportation. Overall, we had 1,533 surveys. We have objective measurements of weight and height. And we, in a subsample, we have accelerometry data. At the park level, we have measurements with Soul Park, and also to assess a little bit of the cohesion that we could see through this program, we conducted a network analysis. So I'm going to focus just on the first part that we have analyzed, which is the Soul Park data. But in terms of our statistical analysis, we have we use the Fritzson algorithm for our accelerometry data, and we require minimum 5 days of at least 10 valid hours, but a Sunday was required because these new 3 programs had the program on a Sunday. And for the impact evaluation, we conducted a difference in difference methodology with generalized regression models. So in terms of the main results that I will present here, we have here our response rate for control and intervention parks. It's about 70%. And remember, this is a natural experiment. So we also wanted to know what will be the percentage of individuals who are potential users that will go to the program or become regular users, and it's about 23%. We expected 10%, so it was higher, and these are very low-income communities. And we have 500 individuals from the parks of existing Recreo Guía. So in terms of, this is based of MVPA, this is baseline data of accelerometry data from users of the program versus non-users. This is MVPA minutes. We see that those that are users of the program on Sundays have higher mean MVPA minutes compared to those who are not users of the program. And what about Soul Park? So we have 9 parks. We evaluated all the potential activity places in the park, not just where they are doing the Recreo Guía, because we think the Recreo Guía could have an effect on different areas. That's what we have observed previously. So we have 115 target areas, 379 observations, and more than 3,000 individuals observed. And here we have the MVPA levels observed. So, in the first set of graphs, we have the control group, the second one, we have the intervention group, and the third one, we have the existing Recreo Guía component, and this is just when we observe women. So, let's take a look to this one. We see that in baseline, it was 68.7%, then increased the MVPA of individuals observed to 87.4%, and then it decreased again to 77.8%.
So what happened from what happened with between time one and time two? Due to budget cut, one of the parks that we selected needed to suspend the program. No longer the program was in place, and we think, and I'll show you results later, of what happened with this program. But I think the most important thing is when we do the impact evaluation and we do the difference in differences analysis, and we see an increment of 161 women observed doing MVPA per park when we compare time zero and time one between control and intervention groups. And here we see also a little bit of increment of what was the Recreovia already in place, and we think the director knows that we were evaluating, so this could have been the effect of being knowing that it was evaluated, but the change between time one and time two is not that significant. What happened among men? We also have here control group, intervention group, and the existing Recreovia program. So we also see an increment, same pattern, but not as big in magnitude as what we see in women, from time zero to time one, and in time two, when we no longer have the program in one of the parks, it goes to baseline. So we also, with our impact evaluation, saw an increment of 49 men observed doing MVPA, so the net effect is not as big as among women. So what happens when we don't have a Recreovia program? And I think that's the beauty of the natural experiments, that we are able to see these changes that are not under our control. So from time zero to time one, increases significantly the amount of individuals observed with MVPA, both in women and in men, and goes back almost to baseline in women and the same as baseline among men when we no longer have the program. So, in conclusion, we only have an evaluation of three parks, so we have a limitation over there on sample size, but this is the first evaluation in which we have a natural experiment with a control and intervention group. So based on the analysis of these three parks, we found that the Recreovia is a potential effective program to increase levels of physical activity, mainly among women. And it's obvious among men also we see a significant increment, but this program is more targeted among women. What is the cost of this program? And we are now conducting the cost effective analysis. It costs about $1.2 million per year. So if we add regular and non-regular participants, it's less than $1 per year for the city of Bogota, and it seems to be effective for promoting a physical activity. So what happened in the rest of the area of Latin America? Here we have the Latin American map. And what we have seen, we conducted a systematic search of the potential programs in the region, and we saw that in at least five countries in Latin America there were similar programs. More popular in Brazil, we have similar programs in Mexico, Ecuador, Chile, and last week I found that Argentina, which is not there, also has these type of programs. And this is what we see in Latin America. We see an expansion and scaling up of programs that are mainly practice based. And we hope that with this evaluation we have more research-based scaling of the program. Currently we're seeing in Latin America 350 programs in different cities, more than 6,000 points where you see either parks or malls or different plazas with a similar program. There's one right now in the U.S. in San Diego that it's being evaluated by San Diego State University. So we hope that this initial evaluation could help to provide more evidence for the scaling up of these programs. Thank you.